97.1 AMP
Radio. Commercial free Monday.
Yes. Good morning. We're Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea. 7:49 right now. We want to hear your most epic ghost story. But not like ghosts, like as in spirits, but we want to hear about like humans ghosting on you, leaving you stranded, standing you up on a date, which is most of the time a lot scarier, thinking, really? You're not going to show up? I did my hair. I did my makeup. I'm looking fly as... And you're not going to show up? For real? And this, unfortunately, just happened to our phone screener slash producer, Tamara. Beautiful, intelligent, young woman. Some dude just stood her up nasty, and she had gotten him tickets for our We Can't Survive concert for free.
How rude.
Right. Like, he was not only, like, going... It was not only, like, a date. It was, like, an event you're going to bring somebody to, so... It's not... At some point... Well, the reason we know this is because I saw her running down Sunset Boulevard... Like, you know, just running down in her heels. And I'm like, yo, jump in my Uber. We can go to the concert. And she's like, I was waiting for a guy.
Like, not you, Brian.
Now you're in trouble.
But your free ride sounds good. Let's go. So anyways, here's a recap of what happened to Tamara.
Guys, I was at a bar and I was waiting for my date to come with me to the show.
Yeah.
And y'all, I got ghosted.
No! You got stood up.
Never showed.
Shut up.
He never showed.
Hold on, hold on. And obviously you were like providing the We Can't Survive ticket and dude still didn't show up.
Yeah, it was like a free ticket. Like, come on.
And it wasn't like a Halloween thing, ghosting, no?
No, definitely not. Yeah, so
what excuse did he give or what did he say? How did you, when did you find out this guy's not showing up, my date?
Well, I found out he wasn't showing up when he never showed up.
Up. And were you like trying to text him, call him, and he was just silent?
Yeah, no. Nothing, no response back or anything. So I really, really got ghosted. I felt so embarrassed.
It's like it goes crosses a line of like you go from like the stages where you're like annoyed because they're running late, right? Then you start to get super mad, like yo, you're making me late. Then you start to get worried. Then at a certain point in time, when you've already crossed the point where you know you're gonna be late, then it's like straight up rage and fury. Like I hope something bad happened to you.
So that's the story right there. That's an epic ghost story from this weekend for Tamara. Tamara, do you have any updates on this guy? He just didn't call, didn't text, didn't show up.
Yes, I do. Actually, right after the show, he had hit me up saying, you hate me now, huh?
Yup.
That's all he texted?
Yeah.
I hope he heard.
Yeah, you know what? I kind of think he did because I was like, you know what? Yeah, I do hate you.
And then that's it?
And then he said, how can I make it up to you?
Get out of here, bro! You
can't, man.
Yeah,
no, you can't. Just been ghost busted. Get out of here. All right, hit us up on the phones via text 877-971-HITS. Want to hear your most epic ghost story? Not like spirits and all that creepy stuff, but humans, which are creepier, not showing up or sending you up. Brian, you're an epic ghoster back in the day, I bet.
Yeah, I would like to...
Are you going
to
tell a story about how you ghosted on a girl or you got ghosted
well,
on?
Well, no, it's a vindication story for someone I did ghost on. So, yeah, I mean, that used to be my breakup move, man. I'm a reformed a-hole now is what I like to
You
put
just
it.
Disappeared?
Yeah, that just, was your breakup you know, move? I just figured, like, yeah, you just disappear. It's so easy.
You so know, what you did
just,
you do, bro, this time?
So what happened was, like, probably
so easy.
Six or
so
seven
awful.
Years ago.
Right.
Hey, man, now I see the error in my ways. Now I will not. I've seen how bad it is. I don't do it. I love my girlfriend. Everything's great. So I need no problems. But I will say, back in the day, it was my move. And so what happened was once I was seeing this girl, maybe like, I don't know, like 2-3 weeks. It was nothing serious. I didn't feel like we crossed the line of me even having to send like a breakup email or text and just go, right? Just disappear. And so I disappeared. And maybe like 2 months later, I was seeing another girl. And my buddy was like, hey, man, let's go to this new bar. Like, I'm going to meet up with this chick that I've been talking to. I'm like, sweet. I'm like, yeah, let's go meet up at this bar in downtown Seattle. So we all meet up. And the girl that he's with, I'm like, man, she looks familiar.
Oh,
and
no.
She is not happy with me. She, like, immediately I'm like, why is this girl so pissed at me? I just met her. And about an hour into this all hanging out, she just finally snaps. You could see it on her face. You could see the rage building. And I'm like, I don't know what this girl's problem is, but man, she doesn't seem like a very fun person to hang out. And she just snaps. She's like, you don't remember me, do you? And I was like, nah.
You didn't recognize her at all.
Nope.
Oh my gosh,
not
Brian.
One bit.
Well, it was in the light and she was clothed.
Yeah.
So bad.
Exactly.
You're
it was
the
day,
worst.
It was the daylight hours. So she goes, my name is blank. And she goes, we were dating like 6 months ago.
You're so bad, bro.
And I go,
you're so bad, bro.
And I for good. A second I had to like fabricate feeling bad about it. So I was like,
listen to this.
No, because I was like, it was 6 months ago. Get over it. And she's like, and you just disappeared on me. And my buddy like had to act mad at me. He's like, man, that's really messed up. But then he's trying to, you know, but like kind of date her anyway.
Was he okay with it still that you...
He's okay that we weren't together. He was trying to hook up. So.
That's what I'm saying. But is he okay that she hooked up with you previously?
Yeah, he didn't care. We're guys.
Oh, my gosh. I can't.
We're guys.
This is
just
too much.
Clarify, disclaimer. Brian is a reformed ghoster.
Dude, that was like 6 years ago,
this
man.
No
I'm a totally
him.
Different human being.
But there are guys out there just like that currently right now. So
man,
be careful.
Man, the look on her face when she realized I didn't recognize her.
Oh, that's awful.
So bad. 877-971-HITS, the number to call or text. Nicole from Santa Monica, good morning.
Good morning.
Nicole, what's your epic ghost story?
So about a year ago, my boyfriend that I dated for a year ghosted me out of nowhere. And I was super upset about it. And it made me super depressed for a while. But I think what happened, I tried to see things from his perspective to get an idea of what was going on. From his side of the story, I know he was super busy with work and he was just starting grad school. And I think maybe he just didn't have the time to properly break up with me. So
nice.
He just left my life.
If he can write a midterm paper, he can at least send you a text.
Well, after,
you know
what
I mean?
Right.
After a year or two,
that's
I mean, I've pulled some pretty low moves, but that's a year.
Yeah. That's a legit relationship.
And you, were you guys like in a, would you consider it a serious relationship?
Yeah, like I probably would have moved with him if he had gone to a different city for work.
Wow.
I was committed to him and we had said the L word.
No.
I had met his family and he just ghosted me out of nowhere.
Well, obviously he has communication issues, so that's a red flag right there. But when you responded to him, he just like wouldn't respond to you when you were like texting him, calling him, trying to get him to react to you. Is he not responding at all?
He didn't respond at all, but then finally about 3 weeks later, he finally responded and tried to make me feel like I was a bad guy and he was the victim for like bothering him.
Like you're being a stage 5 clinger, like, lay off me, I'm trying to do school and all this stuff. I told you I was busy.
Exactly.
Damn, Nicole.
Exactly,
definitely
yeah.
An epic ghost story right there. I'm telling you, that's what I'm saying. Humans are scarier than spirits. That's legit right there. Nicole, thank you. We love you. Hopefully things are a lot better for you now.
For sure, they are.
Get it, girl. Thank you for listening to us. I mean, a lot. Appreciate
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye. Love you guys.
Love you too. Bye. Russell from Newport. Good morning.
Good morning.
What's up, Russell? Tell us your epic ghost story.
All right. So I showed up for school in middle school for Valentine's Day. And
I'm glad you're still not holding on to it.
Yeah, this is a grudge. This is an old grudge right
here. Chocolate, a bear,
chocolates.
And she never showed up for school. She actually moved out of town. And I haven't heard from her since.
Damn. At least she was committed to the ghosting, though. I mean, Mom, I got to break up with this guy. We need to change schools.
We need to move out of town. Let's go. What town was this in? And you said it was in middle school, right?
Yeah.
So how many years ago?
Yeah. So this was in middle school, probably about 12 years ago. It was in Toms River, New Jersey. I now live in California.
Oh.
I feel like I want to track this girl
down. If it was out here, I was just like, yo, shout her out. Maybe she moved to L.A., bro. Maybe she's living in SoCal. Shout out her name. Maybe she'll call in, bro. You never know.
I just called her doll. That was
this
her name to
like
me.
Seems like a stalking situation.
Now we know why she moved.
No, she was my real girlfriend, for real.
Russell, thank you so much for sharing your ghost story, man. That is sad right there. Aww. Just see you as a little middle school kid looking all awkward, peach fuzz on you, and just chocolates
more?
Melting. It's all good, bro. It's all good. Brian, what are our techs saying, man? Ghosting stories.
Funny. At least all I did was just forget I was dating a girl one time and then run into her and not recognize her. These people are jerks, man. from the 805, I got ghosted the morning we were supposed to go to Costa Rica. I thought he was committed when he bought his plane ticket. Jokes on me. I couldn't refund my ticket for some reason, but luckily my girlfriends were headed to Las Vegas for some fun, so I exchanged my entire ticket for a first class trip to Vegas.
Just didn't show up for the trip to Costa Rica.
Nah, you're just waiting at the airport like, well, I guess you're not going?
That's when you do your eat, pray, love trip and you just go.
Get it, girl.
Also from the 805, I dated a guy for 3 months, then he proposed to me. I said I needed a little time to think about it. I called him back later that day to say yes. He didn't answer, and I've never heard from him again. Damn.
Well, you know what? Homie's like, obviously she ain't ready.
Yeah, well, don't ask if you're not for sure,
after
right?
After three months?
How do you miss those signs, you know?
Man, listen, lines are blowing up right now with your epic ghost stories. Not talking about spirits, but humans, even scarier. What are our texts saying, though, Brian?
I'm going to text from 626. Worst for me was when I was in high school. I saved my lunch money for a few days to be able to take my date with me to Starbucks to get coffee.
Aww.
I waited for her at the agreed spot at the mall for 3 hours.
She
never showed up. That is a commitment, man. 3 hours.
Jeez, good Lord. Imagine all the different reasoning was going through his head. Like, this probably happened. That probably happened.
Dude, yeah, the scenarios he went through. I even missed some classes. And she never showed up.
Damn.
It's brutal.
I'm telling you, man. Humans are scarier than spirits. Samantha from Anaheim, good morning.
Good morning.
Tell us your epic ghost story. Break it down.
Okay, so it was about 3.5 years ago, and I make plans with this guy to go to a music festival in Long Beach, the beach. He comes to pick me up, fine, whatever. We get there, and there's, like, no parking. So he goes, okay, I'm going to go, you know, go look for parking.
But he dropped you off.
Yeah, he dropped me off.
And he's like, I'm going to go look around for parking so you don't have to walk.
I've done that before with my girlfriend. Mm-hmm. So, hey, you know, you get ready, go get in line, and then I'll go find parking. I'm trying to be a nice guy.
Yeah, and so I wait, like, I don't know, 10 minutes. I text him. I'm like, where are you at? Well, I'm still looking for parking. I wait a good 5 or 10 minutes more. I text him, nothing. I call him, and his phone is off.
So he just bailed on the whole date.
So he left you at the festival.
Yeah.
What did you do?
So I said, okay, whatever. You know, I knew some people, some friends that I had met from a previous one I had gone to, and they said they were going to go. So I go, and I end up finding some of them. I end up having a good time.
Oh, good.
And I look at it as like, well, it's in your face because I had a good time.
Yes,
I got my ass home.
How did you get home, Samantha?
Yeah, right.
I got a ride from a friend.
I was going to say, what?
One of my friends, she brought me home. She's like, well, it's all good.
Have you ever heard from this dude again ever on any social media or anything? Or is he just completely, like, vanished from your life?
Completely vanished, gone. And I don't even have social media anymore because just doing stuff like that, I'm not trying to get caught up in it.
Samantha, listen, trying to find parking in Long Beach is tough. Maybe he's still looking for a spot. You never know.
I never saw him again.
Didn't even drive by and wave.
Samantha, thank you so much for calling it. Sorry we laughed. Hopefully you can laugh about it now.
Yeah. It's a good story at least.
I do.
Okay, good. Good. Yeah, I feel a lot better now. That is an epic ghost story. I'm telling you, humans are scarier than spirits all day, every day. Samantha, love you, girl. Have a great week.
Love you too. Bye.
Liz from Azusa, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
What is your epic ghost story? It says here that you were the ghost.
I was, and I feel bad.
And you feel bad. At least that's important.
Yeah, well, it was about 2 years ago. I went to this club, and I bumped into this guy, and it was a really quick, like a 2 minute hi. Here's my number, and we were texting back and forth for a while, and we clicked really good. Our, you know, personalities clicked and everything, so I thought cool. So once we decided to meet up in a Starbucks, and when I got there, I saw who he was. Like I saw him in. I know it sounds messed up, but I saw him in the daylight, and he did not look like he did that night. So.
That happens. Sometimes those prof pics that people post on.
You took the beer goggles off, finally.
I don't know if that's what it was, but I felt so bad. And the thing is, when I was in there, he was texting me, I'm here. Are you almost here? I'm still waiting. And I just walked out before he saw me.
Oh, my gosh.
And I just never texted back. There's nothing to text back from that. I feel bad. I really feel bad. But there was nothing I can do, so I really blocked him because I still kept getting messages.
Yeah.
I love that statement. There was nothing I could do. Mm-hmm. Well, you could just say I'm not interested, but...
that would be worse because it's like, okay, I'm interested in the personality and everything, but just your look.
Sorry.
Yeah, definitely don't write that text. All right, Liz, we love you, girl. Thank you for calling in, you little ghost.
Thank you.
Bye. And there you were, guys. Epic ghost stories. I have a feeling a lot of those are going to happen this weekend at Halloween parties.
But you can't, no one finds parking and they just bounce?
Well, I think people are going to hit it off when they have masks on.
Yeah. That's a real thing.
And then, like, our last listener, you're going to see him without the mask. A couple days later, you're like, skrrr!
97.1
Amp Radio.
Commercial-free Mondays.